This is Twit.
Microsoft's rumored fall hardware launch.
Lunch.
I have
also
something else
lunch.
On my mind. Yes, right.
So, you know, every October, pretty much, Microsoft does a Surface event where it's for holidays, right? So I think this year there will be another one, probably a virtual event again. And one of the things we're all expecting at this launch is the Surface Duo 2.
Oh, I like the pictures of the new one. I'm excited. Yeah. A camera.
Okay.
Yay.
It looks like they slapped a Samsung camera on it.
No. I don't think those are legit pictures. I think that's the real.
Zach Bowden seems to believe, and he I think has seen the Surface Duo 2 or seen pictures. He says these look legit. Could be this giant camera bump on the back of it. So you get three cameras supposedly with the Duo 2. So this is good because they really screwed up the camera on Duo 1. It was very subpar. But now you're going to have this really cool, nice, sleek, foldable dual screen Android device with a giant camera bump. So when you fold it over, you run into the bump with the back of the
A little wobble.
Duo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good thing if that really is what they're going to do.
It also doesn't work in different orientations, right? If you just want to use it as a single screen device, you're hiding the camera.
Somebody said maybe if you had an indent on the opposite side, you could fit into.
With Panos's focus on beautiful hardware, this would be very surprising to me for them to come out with it like this.
Well, I mean, the Surface Book has a crazy hinge with a teardrop shaped hole when the thing is closed. I mean,
but this is way worse than that. I feel like that didn't really bug me like this would bug me.
I just don't think the camera was the thing that kept people from using this device, right? If we kind of accept Microsoft's contention that it's not a phone, it's not your only device, it's a productivity mobile device or whatever. I mean, doesn't it have more, you know, how about like a zero low bezel thing? You know, how about a folding display?
Right.
I mean, I don't know that this was the big concern. I know people didn't like the camera, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's job one to me.
No. The thing they've really got to fix, if you look at the reviews of Surface Duo 1, all of us who got early review units, we all said the hardware is very beautiful and the software is not anywhere near ready for prime time at all. And so I'm much, much more interested in other things they do besides the camera.
No, I agree. You're right. You're right.
I mean, it would be nice to have a nice camera. But
And I think NFC would be good.
It would be good.
That's missing. Right. Those are the things I hear most from people, but really the biggest
Modern version of Android, maybe.
Yeah, that's that's still on Android 10. That's the biggest complaint, though, is software, I think.
Right. And so if they do launch this in October, my guess would be they haven't fixed a lot of the things that people are complaining about. And, you know, that fits in with Microsoft hardware MO, which is that they never make a good one until the third iteration. That's pretty much true. Even about Windows, that's kind of true.
Wait. I'm going to buy it because I really want it.
I really want it.
Leo, back away from the cliff.
No, I'm not buying another folding screen. I really don't think that's the right way to go. I have had the Galaxy Fold 2 for a while now, and it's not right. It doesn't feel right. I think that a hinge screen, I know people
you
think
do?
I'm nuts. I think that's okay. But the software has to use it properly.
It could be better for sure.
So I'm not against it. I would buy it. It has to have a good, for me, if I'm going to use it as my main phone, it has to have a good camera. Because I use the camera all the time.
I guess, you know, Microsoft's argument was the reason they wanted to have the hinge and the dual screen is two screens are better than one. You always want to run one app on one side and one on the other. But when I used it, I didn't want to run it that way because the way we've all adapted ourselves to phones is to do single screen. And now it's like, oh, wait, I guess I could have two apps side by side. But how often would I ever really want that?
I didn't have it long enough to adjust. I thought the Kindle app was a good use of it.
The Kindle app was a great use of the folding screen.
But why though? I mean, one of the weird things when you switch from, like, you know, real world analog stuff to digital, you know, whatever, you know, everyone spends so much time trying to emulate the past.
No, that's a mistake. I agree with you.
But I feel like you should optimize for the device, and maybe there'll be improvements. Yeah. Like the big deal about Kindle isn't the fact that it's on a screen. It's that all your stuff's in the cloud. It's not taking up space.
Yeah. Right.
It's not kindling for my next house fire, you know.
I think I actually made the transition. I was still buying books.
Yeah.
Until very recently. And the last five or six books I've bought have all been Kindle. Because it's instant. It's easy.
Yeah.
Those are mostly programming books. But
they need color e-ink, and they need to have the entire catalog available on one of their e-readers. That would make me switch back to a dedicated device. But
yeah, I love it that I can use the website or the Kindle app. Yeah. Or
you could be standing in line in a store and do it anywhere. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually pretty nice.
It's hard to argue with it.
It's hard to argue with it. So the last book I bought, I'm reading this 15 volume sci-fi fantasy thing that we talked about before.
What's it called?
The Wheel of Time.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Jordan. Wow. Awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's really good. Yeah. I'm in volume 4. And the audiobooks are about 40 hours each. So it's more than 400 hours.
This is over 20 years. Or
came out in the 90s.
Over 30 years old. Yeah. I remember a friend showing me the first book.
It's not as old as Lord of the Rings, but it's...
It's
very Lord of the Rings-like. It's like if you're looking for a Lord of the Rings only longer... you're in luck.
Right. Were you upset when the Lord of the Rings ended? Well, yeah. I have the book series for you.
But so the point being, I did, as I was going through the volumes, buy the physical book only because I'm listening to it, but the names, spellings are weird and stuff. Sometimes I want the two. And I finally gave that up. And actually, for $150,
thing you get is the Kindle Audible integration. And you can listen to part of it, you can read part of it, it syncs up. I love that.
I love that. So that when you pick up, wherever you're picking up where you left off on the other thing. You can, the other thing I love is I can make notes or I can select, and you can see what other people have selected, what passages, which is fantastic. And I have a note-taking app called Obsidian that I use that has a plug-in that will suck all my notes off the Kindle and put it in a editable note form. So it's just it's all digital. It's a nice integration. I'm starting to think. It's sad because I love physical books. Sure. Lately, the programming books I've been buying on almost universally on Amazon, the reviews of the physical book is, this binding stinks. It fell apart.
Well, this used to be the problem with programming books on Kindle, where the line breaks would be wrong. And
that's
depending
bad.
On the language,
but
that
I think they've
be
gotten
problem.
Better on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They seem pretty good now. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's the time has come, and I would love. I don't know. I think having something that opens like a
you
book.
Like the PDA thing. You like the idea of a PDA.
Well,
right.
Yeah. If someone could make a case for, I regularly need to have two apps side by side. I drag between them. I take notes and refer. Maybe I'm watching a video, like a presentation, and taking notes on the other screen or whatever. Like I think you can make a case for that, but.
Yeah.
You know, you don't spend $1,300 on a little thing it doesn't fit in your pocket that you can read books on because it's a little bit more like a book. You know?
And it's heavy. It's heavy and thick, right?
Yeah.
And that camera bump's going to make it thicker.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, we'll see.
I know.
What else do we expect? Anything else?
I know. So what about the fall launch, right? Like, will there be other things? Some people think Surface Pro 8. Some people think Surface Book, it would be 4? Surface Book 4? I don't know.
We're overdue on a Surface Book redesign. We're overdue on Pro going to that new Pro X form factor.
Yeah.
Love to
so
see
with
that.
All this talk of component shortages, blah, 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 they could just say, you know what, we didn't have enough components, so we didn't make anything else, blah.
Well, the other thing they could say, you know, Surface Book is expensive and it kind of reaches a niche audience. So they're not going to sell a lot of them. Yeah. They could offer that. That's fine. It's kind of like their flagship or whatever.
I mean, and then the crazy speculative thing is, what if they come out with the Surface, not Duo.
Neo.
Neo, right? Like, what if they say, here's your Windows, here's an example of our new Windows 11 device, Surface Neo, instead of running 10X.
That would make me very happy.
That actually makes some sense because it could launch with Windows 11, and it is that new form factor.
Ooh,
and they love that.
Got my interest.
I do think Microsoft will ship something this fall with Windows 11 on it, because other OEMs are going to, and I think they want to also, right?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what is it? Is it, or is it more like a really simple Chromebook-like type thing for education, or is it a higher-end fun factor like the Neo? I don't know. But I think they will do something.
I assume they would switch over existing products to 11 as well, right? So if they kept Surface laptop, what are we on, 4 now in the market, and did make a 5, that starting in whatever month they go to Windows 11. Or maybe it's an option. Yeah. Maybe it's a build time option.
Right. So far, nothing like what we're describing has leaked. The only thing we've seen the leaked bits and pieces of is Duo 2, but nothing about Neo. Well, nothing, right?
There is a Surface, what is suspected to be a Surface Book, like a patent type thing with a new type of, it's actually like that thing I just described, the HP Elite Folio, where the screen pulls forward and there's kind of a complicated hinge thing in there. So it doesn't detach anymore, but it can kind of come forward. And if you're familiar with like the iPad Pro with whatever they call that keyboard thing they have, the screen kind of hovers in the air above the keyboard.
Yep.
And I think it could work like that. And that, honestly, that design can make some sense.
Yep.